Now, I want to talk domestically for a moment. If you have slacked off on your housekeeping duties, there's a good chance you have seen these in your bathroom. Pink rings and streaks in your bathtub or your sink or your toilet bowl. This alarming sight prompted a question from one of our listeners for KUOW's Local Wonder.
Hi, I'm John Logic, and I live in the North Ballard area of Seattle. And in the three houses I've lived in, every house gets a red tint in the bathroom, usually in the toilet, sometimes in the sinks or the tub, and it's from the water. And I'm wondering, why is that? Why here?
I really respect that you would call that question into a radio station, John. I have wondered the same. I've seen it. We put a reporter on this. Amy Rolfe took up our challenge to research John's question. She wrote a whole article about it on KUOW.org, and Amy joins us now to fill us in on what she found out. Hi, Amy.
Hi, good to be here.
So please, Amy, what does cause the reddish-pink stains in our bathrooms?
Well, it's a biofilm, and it's formed by colonies of a bacterium called Serratia marcescens.
Serratia marcescens.
That's right.
Okay.
And it's harmless unless you're in poor health.
All right. Harmless is good. John says that he sees these pink stains here in the Pacific Northwest, but I take it this bacteria is not exclusive to us?
It's not. It's not. It's found all over the world. It lives in water. It lives in dirt. It's airborne, so it travels through the air. And actually, you might notice these pink rings and streaks more in warm weather when you might have your windows open.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you have a filter that removes chlorine from your water, that makes your home a little bit more hospitable to it. And these tiny microbes, they just love wet surfaces, and they go really crazy if that wet place also contains a phosphorus or fatty residue, like soap or shampoo.
Aha.
Actually, Serratia marcescens was officially discovered in polenta, though.
I'm sorry, did you say polenta?
That's
the
right.
The food polenta?
That's right, yes, in Italy. Back in the early 1800s, the farmers who lived in one Italian province became really fearful of something that they thought was bloody polenta that happened during one particularly humid summer. And so in retrospect now, historians and scientists think that actually Serratia has this dramatic relationship with food. It's probably been mistaken for blood throughout history. You've probably heard about bloody bread in religious miracles or statues that bleed, bloody communion wafers. That's probably the result of Serratia marcescens.
Wow. Bathroom bugs could explain religious miracles.
That's right.
Okay, so the pink bacteria may not be divine. Is it dangerous?
You know, it's probably not going to hurt you if you eat it accidentally, say, or if you take a bath in a bathtub and there's a little bit around the ring. It's going to weird you out, but it's not going to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
The caveat is that it is dangerous in hospital situations. Somebody with a really compromised immune system, for example, if it's on a catheter or if it contaminates an IV, it's one of the causes of hospital infections.
And what else did you learn reporting this story?
Well, one thing I found, this bacterium was actually part of a secret government experiment back in the 1950s that was only revealed decades later. It was called Operation Sea Spray. Now, back then, they didn't realize that this could be dangerous to people. It was sprayed offshore from San Francisco as part of an experiment to test how a bacteria would spread in the case of biological warfare. And one man actually died after an infection after that experiment. However, the Navy was never implicated.
Hmm. Okay, now back to the bathroom, if I may. If you have this pink bacteria in your bathtub, which I don't necessarily have, and I'm not saying I do.
Oh, me neither.
But I might or might not. What's the best way to get rid of this stuff?
You just spray it down with a little household cleaner that has some bleach in it, and it goes away. Leave it on for 10 minutes maybe. It's going to come back, though. It's a very persistent little microbe, but you just have to keep doing that dance every once in a while. It goes away.
All right. It comes, it goes, and you can feel a little better knowing what it is. Amy Rolfe, reporter who answered that Local Wonder question for us. Thanks for this.
Thank you.
And Amy's article has been making the rounds online and in social media, and people are very interested and sometimes relieved to find out about the truth of pink goo. A Reddit commenter said, "I always thought it was rust in the pipes and feared my drinking water. I feel so much better." Megan writes on KUOW's Facebook page, "See, It's not from P. This has been a long-standing argument between my friend and me. Megan, I find that troubling on some level, but I'm glad we helped. If you feel better, I feel better. And one more Reddit commenter says, our shower has 50s pink tile, and I always assumed the pink was some kind of bleeding of the color. I feel dumb now. We don't want to make you feel dumb. No one must feel dumb ever again, thanks to KUOW's Local Wonder. We're about smartening us up, and if you will go to KUOW.org and submit your question, then it may be picked and investigated by a KUOW reporter. Local Wonder, KUOW.org.